Isn't that a beautiful track, Dr. Charles?
Very nice, beautiful poem.
Tell our listeners what you're laughing at.
At you, because you started talking before it started.
All right, we're going to move on to our lines right now. And Fernanda, that song was dedicated from my heart to your heart. Eh?
Thank you, Father.
Let's take this caller. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father Brown.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
What I would like to tell you is, Fernanda knows about my history. When I was in America, and I had this top very big car accident.
Mm-hmm.
At the time of the impact, Father,
mm-hmm.
I would like people to know. I was in America. My father had passed away the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time of the impact of our cars, my father came to me, but I know through the grace of God that he did it.
Mm.
He held me like as if I was a newborn baby in his arms.
Mm.
And I knew at that moment, before I went unconscious,
mm-hmm.
that he either was coming to fetch me mm. or he was coming to tell me I would be okay, Father.
Mm.
And wow. Then in my unconscious moment, when I was in a coma, I could see my father walking around my bed.
Could you talk to him? Could you talk to him?
No, I couldn't talk to him. He just smiled, his beautiful smile that he had mm-hmm. in his living world, and fully clothed like we are, mm-hmm. and he just walked around my bed. And remember, I was unconscious for about, I was in a coma for about 3 months.
Wow. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us. Yeah. And
this is all through the love of God that he does it to us.
Mm.
Because I was in a foreign country, I had nobody there.
Mm.
I had my mom, but of course she wasn't at the time of the accident with me, and it was to reassure me that things were going to be okay.
Great stuff. Am I speaking to? Is this Eno?
Yes,
it is, Father.
Eno, you're such a darling. You know that, hey?
Oh, thank you.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
Take care, Eno.
I love you.
Fernanda and I, we're friends from small and Alice.
Mm-hmm.
We childhood friendship, friends.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Eno.
I treasure your friendship, my friend.
And Fernanda, don't forget to tell Father when you went to Israel what happened to your camera and then the photo we got out of that camera.
I can't wait to hear that story.
Okay, you know.
Thank you very much, Eno.
Thank you.
Thank you, my precious.
Be blessed.
Bye.
Can't wait to hear that story. You're live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father Brian. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm really blessed. How are you?
I'm all right. This is Fatima from Pretoria.
Talk to us, Fatima.
Yes, and I know Fernanda personally.
Mm.
And you know that I never knew about this until a few weeks ago. I do perpetual adoration at Queenswood Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the pamphlets, you know, that was left there.
Yes.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have known.
Okay.
And now I listen to Radio Veritas every day.
Okay.
Hi, Fatima.
Hola, Fernanda.
Estás boa?
Estás bem obrigada, e tu?
Bem obrigada.
Olha, isto é de you. Deus é tão grande. Quando eu vi, vais falar inglês para tudo
yeah,
ouvir.
Yes.
When I go to Perpetual Adoration once a week at Queenswood,
mm-hmm.
and then when I saw the pamphlets, you know, of the Laughing Jesus and the Rosary.
Yes.
And then I saw Fernanda Skeira, and I said, is it the Fernanda that I know? I mean, your aunt is my cousin.
I know.
Yes. Okay, before you guys.
Thank you, Fatima.
All right. Thank you very much, Fatima. You are a star.
Okay.
God bless you always, and keep me in your prayers as well.
We will.
Thank you very much, Fatima.
Fernanda.
Thank you, Beijing.
God bless.
Fatima.
Bye.
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 You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, ma'am?
I'm okay. It's Raylene Brockman speaking.
Yes, where are you calling us from?
I'm driving at the moment home.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us.
I'm listening to the radio station.
Yes.
And I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
About, say about 3-4 months before my sister had a baby, I had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
That we were baptizing a baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I phoned my mom, and my sister immediately told him. A few weeks later, she phones me and tells me that she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Now, little Ethan was born, mm-hmm. now 3 months old. So I'm just sitting and wondering, is it possible that we can get like that kind of premonition or that somebody's going to be born?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a spiritual thing, or am I just crazy?
All right. I don't think you're crazy. I think you're a very human person. And Fernanda is going to respond, and I'll respond to that. Listen over the radio, eh?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Fernanda, ladies first, and I'll respond.
Yes, if you have that dream, I believe, and I believe in you, because this is a gift that God gave us. Each one of us got gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a gift of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes in a dream, and it comes true, and it's nothing evil. Mm-hmm. It's a gift that you got. And a lot of people's got gifts through dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And you are blessed with one of them.
Mm-hmm. I'd just like to add, let's take this call. Are you live on Radio Veritas? Good afternoon.
Hi, Father Brian. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, sir?
Good, good. And Charles, how are you doing?
Good, and you? Good.
Good, good. And Pergeira?
Yes, Pergeira.
You're speaking to Bruno, yeah?
Bruno.
Bruno. Where are you calling us from, Bruno?
I'm phoning from Boxburg.
Great stuff. Okay.
Now, Charles and Fernanda do know me. Father, I've met you before,
yes.
But you might not remember me. As Fernanda and Charles knows, I'm quite involved within the youth in my parish.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. I've been involved in the church with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
For quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And for the past 2 years, we've been going through many, many battles.
Mm-hmm.
Since, you know, we had our daughters, so life changes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question comes along, it's basically wanting to find out. Now, we know, we've got quite good knowledge of the spiritual realm and mm-hmm. what's from God, what's not from God.
Mm-hmm.
But myself and my wife, Marina, what we struggle with, and we've been battling and trying to find a way, but it's as if something is keeping us from that.
Mm-hmm.
It's prayer as a family, prayer as a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried, and it's an ongoing battle.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing wrong? Because mm-hmm. we're trying everything possible,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, and we can feel the effect on our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
What guidance could you give me on that?
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to start myself. I'll respond. You see, the thing is, you are a couple because now, before God, you are no longer individuals. You might still maintain your individuality, but you are joined together. And that's why Scripture tells us that you shall leave your father's house and you will open your own house with your wife, and you have your own household. So you and your wife are one, which means that all that you do will have to come out of your oneness. Now, if you can share a bank account with your wife, why can't you share prayer? And I think often what happens is people have excuses about their daily activities, their daily routines, and all those kind of things. Nevertheless, I think we need to make prayer a priority. We need to see prayer as that thing that we cannot live without. I think the problem comes when we treat prayer as a spare wheel. That spare wheel we only need when there's a problem. When the other wheels are flat, then we go and pull it out, or we use it as a means to survive or to go through life. Prayer becomes functional. But we need to move from a position where prayer becomes our air and our oxygen. And there has to be a balance between our activities that we do and our prayer. So to actually say, in as much as I'm involved in all these activities, in as much as I'm involved in all these works of mercy and doing all the sorts of things, I need to make myself and my wife, because before God we now one, we need to make time for us as a couple and for us as a family. Fernanda, over to you.
I agree with Father Bruno as well. I understand with the two little ones, and you become more busy and Marina. And sometimes we don't find that enough time.
Mm.
But if we can, if you want, we can.
Exactly.
If it doesn't matter what time at night, what time, even after they were sleeping, you can still make some time.
Mm.
What's funny is that we've tried setting a time. Okay, now we're going to pray. Girls are settled. Off for argument's sake, get off by 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm. Mm.
And funny enough,
there's always a blockage.
Before, there's always something that stops us for argument's sake, like an argument will break up.
That's an attack.
It's an attack.
That's
Bruno,
an attack.
You know very well.
Bruno, that's an attack. Yeah. It's drawing you, because the whole point is to distract you.
Yes.
It's to distract you and your partner. So I think you need to be aware when you're under attack and to pray for strength and to be able to. They say the devil wears Prada. I say the devil wears a camouflage.
Yes.
Thanks very much, Bruno.
Thank you, Bruno.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Continue your good work. Eh?
Thank you, Bruno. Love
you. Be blessed, Bruno. God bless you. You live on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Father. How are you?
I'm blessed, my sister.
I'm thankful, Father, for the program and the topic. As you know, issues of spirituality, always you have to try and discern whether it is the Holy Spirit or it is another spirit that is at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I did have a dream of my mom one day, but my mom is late.
Mm-hmm.
So the form in which she came in a sort of angelic form without wings, but she had this, like, I don't know, you know, a robe like you would see on pictures of saints, a big white robe.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was seeing her image and saying, "Mom," you know, like recognizing that it's her, then suddenly she faded away and I saw Jesus coming through.
How did you feel then, in the dream?
Yes.
How did you feel? How did you feel?
And Jesus was also in his usual form that we know of, like a body that is now transformed, and that is also how my mother came through. So as I was trying to say mom and thinking that I can talk to my mom,
mm-hmm.
then Jesus came through. And then after coming through, only for a split second, then my eyes were shifted to my sister's sons.
Mm-hmm.
One of them looked like someone who's like, I don't know whether to use the word zombie, you know, someone who's not.
Yes,
in
we get it. We get
themselves.
It. We get it. We get it.
And then the other one was smaller than his usual self. He seemed like 5 years old, but he is now in his 30s.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then in that split moment, I was lifted up to fly and to like a bird that would catch the chicken, the chicks, and under the wings, like on his wings.
All right. So the question is,
what I was supposed to do, like today, mm-hmm. to my sister's son.
Okay. So what is your question? What is your question? Let's get to the question.
So
we need to take out the callers.
I didn't know how to interpret it, but I just want confirmation of my interpretation, because my interpretation was that my mom is concerned about my sister's sons and probably wants me to lift them up in prayer.
Oh, okay, hang on. We're going to respond. Fernanda, Dr. Charles is going to respond.
Can I switch off and listen to the radio?
Yes, listen off the on
okay.
the radio. All
thank
right.
you.
All right. We have Dr. Charles. This is going to be on your lap. We've got somebody who's receiving a vision, and she's convinced that it's a message from there. It's a direct message from their mother. Now, I think we sort of alluded to that, myself and Fernanda. How can we be very careful? We need to be very careful with these dreams, eh? And with sometimes we can think we're getting messages from a good source, and it's not from a good source.
A few months ago when we spoke about dreams, I mentioned that Jesus came to visit me, and I figured out it wasn't him. He came all dressed, and it was the evil
not in Prada, though.
Trying to lead me astray, you know, in my thinking. But if her conclusion is to pray for the dead in her family, then pray, because that's what God's calling us to do, you know. So, but if the conclusion is something obscure,
she's the one who killed your mother.
Yeah. If they or like,
or he's the one who did this,
or she's coming to get you, or this or that, then it's from the devil, you know. And if you in the book of Sirach, they actually talk about dreams.
Mm-hmm.
He says, unless you get a visit from the Most High God, just ignore it. You know what I mean? So, but you got to that discernment will come when you're close to Jesus. Otherwise, you're going to be confused.
I think the key word here is discernment. And the scripture is very clear of what discernment is. The gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. In case you've just tuned in, it's 13 minutes after the hour 5. And this is Radio Veritas 576 AM, that only station, the Catholic station, that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. I'm joined in studio by Fernanda and by Dr. Charles Pritchard. And it's a Spirit Wednesday. We take in all your questions that pertain to the Spirit. The number to dial is 011-452-7115, and please do not touch that dial. In case you want to challenge us, maybe you think myself and Dr. Charles have been drinking vodka, tell us. Maybe we've been drinking vodka. Maybe there's something wrong with the three of us in studio. If you don't believe what we're sharing with you, tell us why you don't think you don't believe it, and challenge us and help us grow, and help us grow closer to God. And maybe God is going to use you to bring us closer to Him. Do not touch that dial. I wish I could just go to heaven today.
Paradise.
I can't wait. Have you ever had a vision of heaven, Fernanda?
Yes, they give him. They explain, Father God especially explain what heaven looks like in conversation.
Yeah, that was how great thou art. And I'm sure the art of God is very great in
very
paradise.
Grateful.
Yeah. Dr. Charles, you're going to share with us a message that has to do with discernment.
Yes. So this was what we were discussing with people saying, no, your messages are not from God and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
So this came from Jesus. He said, O people of little faith, I am your provider. Look upon our messages.
Mm.
I know that the enemy is good at imitating my mother and me, your Jesus, but he cannot pronounce fasting, pray the rosary, repent, come to my holy mass, confession, forgive one another, and love one another. He would or could never say these words, these sentences. He would never ask for the salvation of my children.
Mm.
He is the destroyer. He is the disunity of my children. He can never ask for peace, love, and unity in families.
Mm.
He contaminates whoever he can about the salvation of souls.
Amen. So God is actually saying to that person who's sitting in his car right now or in her car right now, or to that person who's been very skeptical and they're saying, Dr. Charles and Father Brian are probably drunk on something, or they've been smoking some grass, and thanks to Fernanda who brought some for them. What this message is saying is, if it's from God, then if it's from the devil would not encourage you to go to confession. The devil would not encourage you to go to the Holy Eucharist. The devil would not encourage you to forgive. The devil would not encourage you to repent from your sin. So if you're still sitting in your car right now and thinking, hell no, this is coming from the devil, then I think what you're thinking is coming from the devil herself.
100%. He's influencing you. He's putting the negativity.
That's exactly the elected Father. That's how the Lord explains that he wants us to repent, to forgive. And the devil will never ask for that, especially for the youth. A lot of times against Satanism and to pray for the youth and for this chaotic world.
Do you know that people actually think that the spirit world is it's a very weak world, eh? They think that the spirit world is so weak. They don't realize, and I'm speaking now here as a priest and as a pastor, that the forces there, be they be good or bad, are so strong, eh?
That is
and
true.
You can't play with them. And it's so sad that people can be so oppressed and be under attack and not realize it. And it's very easy for people to rubbish it with their minds and with their intellect and say, it's nonsense. But there is something that is called life, which brings you to your knees, and one day you'll go looking for that God. And like I said, I hope it's not going to be too late, because if you treat God as a spare wheel, usually when you need those spare wheels, you find them flat.
100%.
And I don't know who God is speaking to this afternoon, who might be treating God as a spare wheel, who is treating God as an option and not as a priority. God is speaking to you this afternoon, and God wants to be the center of your life. God wants to be your beloved, and God wants you to be his beloved. The thing is, are you willing to open the door for him? What will it take for God to be the center of your life?